Tell us a little bit about these self-employed contracts then, and the impacts it's having.
Well, the big issue for us, that is for the RHA's members and board, is a growing and very worrying incidence of illegality, basically fraud, in terms of the tax status of lorry drivers. Lorry drivers are professional drivers and they play an absolutely vital role in the economy. But what we're seeing is that HMRC's tax rules are being increasingly flouted. And the consequence of that is that a haulier is faced with, is he going to comply with HMRC rules, or is he going to expose himself and potentially the driver to risk of penalties from HMRC in the future?
And so how is the law being flouted then for our listeners that don't know?
Well, essentially, if you're an owner driver, that is, you have your own haulage business with your own lorry that you operate, you can be self-employed and there's no problem with that. If you're driving for somebody else, for another lorry operator, you have to be employed. And the difference in terms of the tax that is due is quite significant. So there's a significant amount of money if you're simply driving as an employed driver effectively, or through an agency, or through your own personal service company. There's a significant saving in terms of what HMRC is due, which attracts the driver to go down that route, but he cannot be self-employed if he's driving somebody else's, another operator's lorry.
And, you know, how common is this? Is it something that is going on extensively, across
Scotland? It's a growing tide, and that's what we've heard from members all around the UK. And that's why it's of such a concern to the RHA board. The industry is a very competitive industry. We've got a lot of customers who are putting a lot of pressure on haulage rates. Everybody is aware of a supermarket price war. And so the temptation is there to break HMRC rules. So we are very keen, first of all, that drivers and hauliers understand what those rules are and understand the risks. And secondly, that we, instead of becoming less compliant, we get back to basically following HMRC's rules.
And within the board then, what's happening now?
Well, we've got a board meeting again next week. And basically, the board is keen to get HMRC to address this issue. We've had an education programme with our members just highlighting what the rules are. But I think it's a matter also for enforcement by HMRC. And also the driver agencies, which have seen a terrific growth in recent years. As a middleman in this area, I think they also have to come on board with what HMRC's rules are regarding drivers driving other people's lorries.
And HMRC, what kind of feedback have you had from them?
Very positive. They've given us a letter of basically of support and underscoring the fact that our understanding of their rules is correct. So HMRC, I think, is looking at this issue across the economy, but from our concerns, particularly are in lorry driving, because for many of our members, it's the biggest issue of compliance in the industry at the moment.
And could this be crippling in terms of a massive tax bill then, if enforcement then comes into play?
That is the risk. That is the risk for the haulier, and it's also the risk for the driver who could potentially lose his house if HMRC comes after him for back tax. So there's risk on both sides, and we're very keen to avoid that. There's also the risk, of course, for the compliant haulier, who, if he doesn't go down this route, may lose a driver or not have a driver for his truck, in which case, in this environment, with a shortage of drivers, can potentially lose him work.
And I mean, what are you anticipating then if there is a crackdown? A lot of people will be quite scorned, I imagine.
I think we just need to get turn the tide back again. The tide is going the wrong direction, away from compliance. And that's quite a worrying trend. We just have to have the industry understanding what's required, having the major customers and the major operators and everybody else and the agencies and the drivers themselves understanding what the rules are. And and HMRC, I think we already have a note from HMRC on the RHA website. We just need to get to reverse this trend of growing non-compliance, which our members have flagged up to us for the last year.
And you've said, you're kind of educating people, whether which they know or they don't know, but perhaps non-compliance is an issue. What are they saying, out with the board, but in the industry itself?
I think there's a growing realization of what the rules require and what the risks are, and certainly a growing appreciation that HMRC is taking this issue seriously. They've had one or two successful prosecutions from companies who have been promoting this sort of activity, and I think I'm hopeful that we will start to see the tide going back again in the right direction.
And you mentioned, obviously the kind of gravity of the penalty. What kind of sums are we talking about?
Well, if you build up a liability, and you think the point is that it allows a driver to get a bit more money and an operator to pay a bit less money, and if there's an agency in the middle, an agency and the agent to take a bit of a cut as well, and if you build up that liability, and suddenly you're hit for that liability by HMRC along with a penalty. The consequences, as I say, can cost a driver his house, and it could jeopardize the business as a whole. So it's a really significant issue, and we just need to get this growing non-compliance back on track.
And finally, I suppose a message for anyone that may be listening and thinking that could be me.
If they think that could be you, just review what you're doing, and the rule is, if you've got somebody driving for you, or if you're driving for another operator's lorry, you can't be self-employed. Essentially, that's the rule. And if that's not your current circumstance, then you are at risk from HMRC.